And welcome to this week's Mungle Show. I am Matt Mungle. Always appreciate you hanging out with us. Whether or not you're on the radio, podcast, socials, wherever you get us, just thank you for getting us. Remember, everything we do, you can check out mungleshow.com. Joining me, as always, from thischicksflicks.com, it is Susan Kamyop Stevens.
Hey.
Well, we were off last week because you were in Toronto for Crew Girl, which is the new Netflix show. How was that?
Well, Toronto was great. It was a really fun trip, and it was a nice hotel, and the getting to interview those stars was really nice because they're just all three of them are really friendly. And that main girl, Miku Martinell, I think that's how you say her name. She's incredible. She's really great in the series. I think she is a star. And she was just lovely, but it was a fun trip. I think the show is definitely geared to that YA audience. If you like those coming of age, drama, love triangle, that kind of stuff, which I do. I had fun with it. Does it have its flaws? Yes, but I mean, I would love to see the story continue because I'm really curious where it would go next. So, but one to watch out for.
I know it's you're a series, watch right? It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't see you watching any of those.
You know, those are the kind of things I know my wife will watch because she watches all of that. And if I sneak in, sometimes it depends on what's going on because there have been a few that I've been like, you know what, I'll watch this. And then a few I'm like, I'm out. The most recent one, the Prime one.
Sterling Point.
Yes. I was like, I cannot sit through this. It was the hardest thing ever. I was like, what are we watching? And it wasn't the plot of it. It was just, the making of the show itself or something. I don't know. It was just, I was out.
So it's funny you say that because I heard it was so good. I saw all these reviews. The show is so good and it's obviously renewed for season two. But I've had a couple of other people tell me they couldn't even finish it. So I'm really curious about that. I would say Crew Girl, though, is like more like Off Campus meets My Life with the Walter Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more the vibe I got with it. But I don't know.
Yeah, it would be interesting to talk to the people who loved it and didn't love it to see why they didn't. Like, like what was it that put them off or kept them with it?
Is there a teen show that your wife has watched that you like, you were like, oh, actually, this one's not so bad?
There's been a couple. Good Girls Guide to Murder. I would almost consider that a teen show. That was really fun.
That's not the same thing of what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to think because I know what you're talking about.
I
wouldn't even
put
Wednesday in that. I mean, it's like, that's like, what was it like? One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
It's that kind of a thing.
Yeah. I would count One Tree Hill. Like The Summer I Turned Pretty, Off Campus, My Life with the Walter Boys, The OC. We're going back on those, sure. But I was just saying.
I know there's been some that I have not been like, ugh, this is horrible. I like that one. I think I came in a couple times during Off Campus. On Campus, Off Campus.
Off Campus.
And I was like, this is pretty good. I can see people liking this. I didn't stay around for the whole thing. I'm sure there's other ones, though. Mm-hmm. There's got to be other ones that she has watched that I've been okay with. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was about that one that I just was like, eh. So, I don't know. And I didn't have a problem. I know that I remember when Katie was really into One Tree Hill, our daughter. And what was the other one? There was One Tree Hill and another one that was at the same time almost.
The OC?
Maybe it was the OC.
They were different channels, but they were like simultaneous almost.
Yeah, must have been those two. And I remember thinking that those were entertaining, you know.
Oh, they're so good. Those are two of my favorite shows.
So I'm not like, you know, anti them or anything. There's just, you know, and I don't even know if it's an age thing. Maybe it's an age thing. I don't know. Because I love Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I think it's story and plot. Because a lot of them to me feel, and I think that's the thing with the Sterling Point one. I think I couldn't get into the story at all. Like I didn't care what happened next. And that's important, I think. But anyway, I'm glad you like it. So when does it hit Netflix, this Crew Girls?
September 10, Crew Girl.
So there's
Singular.
only one of them. Oh, because obviously
Well,
there's
it's
one.
because the whole premise is that she's this like star crew girl at in LA, and she does great like rowing on her team, but then certain circumstances has her moving to her mom's hometown in Massachusetts, where they go to this prep school and they only have all boys. They don't have a girls' crew team. So then she goes and she's able to join. She ends up being able to join the boys' team as the coxswain.
Okay. Does somebody get murdered and she has to solve
No.
it?
No.
Okay. Because I read a book one time and it was about this girl that rowed crew and she would go and do this stuff, but then somebody was murdered. Anyway, not that same one, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Sometimes because a good murder will help an elevated series. It will help
Yeah.
jumpstart a series if somebody gets whacked, you know, and comes up
Yeah.
missing.
It can do that sometimes, I guess.
What else are you watching that you're really liking?
Well, I feel like I've had to watch a lot of I'm trying to think. I mean, we just started watching Toxic Avenger, which I know is like an old thing. Old movie. I mean, 2023 is not old, but yeah, I feel like I was binging so much stuff. I mean, really, well, Neely was the last show, which, by the way, I mean, luckily I knew it before, but were we not calling it Neely? I was calling it Neely for so long.
I wasn't because I just know the character from Reacher and from the book, I
Yeah,
guess. So, yeah.
I was so I was like, isn't this? And I watched Reacher, so I was surprised I didn't. But yeah, it's Neely.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the show that's like fresh off my mind because I just binged it all 8 episodes that are coming out September 16, and
Yeah.
all eight will be released on that day.
Right. And which is weird because Reacher, they didn't. Reacher is a weekly thing. Like you have to watch it every week.
I think they were really smart to do that because I think if they just released the first one or two episodes, I don't know people would want to wait because it gets a lot better. Like, I mean, I would almost say like episode four really kicks it off, but
Right.
it really, I mean, you watched the first two episodes, right?
I did, and I was intrigued. I was a little
Okay.
curious about what it was going to be. Because I like the character on Reacher, and I like Lee Child and his characters he develops,
Yeah.
but I was in, so it's really I'm really excited to hear that it even gets better because I was like this I'm in I want to know what's going on here, so
Yeah.
yeah,
No,
so I think I
it's
watched the first two or three. I can't remember. I want to say it was two, maybe it was three episodes, but yeah. So I'm excited to see where it goes. I think it's a good storyline. I think it's a good character, and so yeah. So it was it I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
How much did you see? Because you got to host, speaking of Neely, they were in town for a press tour. You got to moderate a Q&A with the stars Monday night. How much of it did they show at the screening?
The first two
The
episodes.
first two episodes. So they made it
First
like a
one.
little 90-minute movie because I think each episode's like 45
Right.
minutes or
Yeah,
something.
they're like 40 something minutes. So yeah, and it was really nice too. They gave attendees popcorn and a free drink. So I
Nice.
think people enjoyed that. But it was a sold out theater. It got sold out and people were really into it. I mean, it's coming off a already set fan base, but they really seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's set in Chicago, so it's got a little her hometown feel to it. So it's not like a, you know, like Reacher's all over the place. He just travels and where he ends up is where the thing is going to be solved. But hers is really focused in Chicago, which again was cool to me because most of them we get a lot of shows in Boston and New York and LA. So having Chicago as a backdrop, I think was kind of fun too for this
Yeah.
one. So I'm excited
Yeah.
about it. I know it hits Prime, like you said, next week, September 10th or 11th. So yeah, I'm excited for people to see Neely.
September 16.
Is it the 16th? What comes out next? Oh, I was thinking of The Uprising. The Uprising is next week. Man, I can't keep straight with everything.
It's hard. There's a lot of releases. Yeah. And now I do remember, I was like, I did watch more stuff because I was like, okay, I watched Neely and then I watched the Let's Marry Harry reunion,
Oh, yeah.
which I don't, did you watch that?
No, we couldn't get through three episodes of Let's Marry Harry.
Oh, well, the best
We
episode was
divorced
the
that mug
reunion.
quick.
The best episode's the reunion. Oh my gosh, it was They attacked him, including his pick. She probably was the worst. I mean, surprise, surprise,
Hey.
they didn't last. Again, a divorce. But that was interesting. And then I watched that docuseries, miniseries, The Death of the Pastor's Wife or whatever, which, man, was
Yeah.
that I could not stop that. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and that was like a three episode. So that was an easy one, not easy to watch, but a quick one to get through.
You don't want to stop. You're just like,
You
what in
don't.
the world?
And it is so crazy, because we watched it before it came out, and then now that it's out, some of my friends that are posting online, like people I didn't even know were really into these kind of shows, and they are out for blood. They're like posting where this guy lives now. What he's doing, we got to get him. Why is he like they like people have been really affected by this show.
Oh yeah, I've
Understandably, because I feel like there has been no justice
No.
whatsoever from what we saw in the show. And even since the show has released, and since the story where we are right now on September the 20th, September 2nd, 2026, I still feel like there's really not justice been done.
No,
There.
I feel like he should not be allowed to go to a church and tell anybody anything. He should be in jail. But I mean, I guess there is a little bit of justice because I think they found a trial date. They set a trial date for the charges that he is like charged for.
Right.
And if anything, this documentary is creating a date. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, while you're
J.
looking that up, for people who haven't seen it on Netflix, it's a
Yeah.
three episode series.
Explain.
It's a true story in the Carolinas about this pastor of this church, and he gets married to this woman, and he is just the most mentally abusive, physically abusive person, which leads to, no spoiler here, leads to her death. And he still is at this church, and people still follow this guy,
Well, it's
and
a
he's
different
still
church. That building got,
right, but he's still in a pastoral role. People from his congregation still follow him. And I use pastor and I use church very lightly. I mean, any knucklehead can go out and start a church. You can open your garage and invite some people over and spew all kinds of streams of stupid consciousness that you want, and call yourself a church. People do it. So, but it's crazy how cult-like it is. Because I mean, there was red flags. If I was sitting in that congregation, the second sermon, I'd been like, we gots to go. That's
I
all I
don't,
gotta say.
I have no idea how anyone sat through that. And who, I mean, you go to church on a regular
I
basis.
do.
How often do they talk about sex in your church?
Very, very rarely. And if they do, if you want to have those conversations, it's usually in a separate women's group or a men's group where they talk about maybe issues to help, but not in the way, even not even, but even then, not in the way that he talks about it, like submissive. And, you know, if you ain't getting it, you got a right to step out, and you got
Essentially,
to,
that's what he
right,
was
pretty much what he was
saying.
saying. I mean,
He
it.
said, yeah, no, he flat out said, he was like, if you are not women, ladies, if you're not having sex with your husband, he's gonna get it somewhere else. Like saying, like, it's okay. You have to, like, supply the needs and all that stuff. I mean, it was appalling how much he talked about sex. Like, I was like, this is a cult.
So
This is
much.
not, this is, it was. And when you find out what he was actually doing, you're just like, well, no wonder he talked about sex so much.
I know, and it's and it, like that's the first red that and money. If I've ever visited a church and more than once, and they talk, I mean, they never talk about sex that much. That would be just crazy. But even focusing on money or material values. There's certain red flags you're like, no, this is not the name of claimant world I want to be in.
No.
So yeah, so that's what's surprising to me is the people that stood by him as they watched this poor woman deteriorate in front of their
Yes,
eyes.
that's what happened to her exactly.
It's so
It's
sad. So it's on Netflix. If you want to watch it and get really upset, go watch it.
and by the way, she joined that church. Whoa, she was like 14, 13 or something, and he was like what, 26 or whatever. Like, I'm married to somebody else. He was grooming her. He groomed her from the start to be able to, and so that makes it even more icky, is that like, yes, you cheated on your wife, but in addition, you're a little bit of a pedo there to be like, you were clearly had eyes for her when she was a little baby. Like, I mean, that's a kid. She's a kid.
And that's funny you mentioned that because I'm watching it and I don't really know the story. And I'm watching it. Yeah, she's 14. She joins this church. It talks about her being in the worship team, singing. And then it says, and then the pastor, they started a relationship and he divorced his wife and then they were together. And they kind of gloss over it. I'm like, wait, you seem like you're just passing over this really fast. Like, I thought that was going to be the meat of the story. I had no idea
Yeah.
what was coming. The fact that he left his wife for this very young girl.
I mean, by
To
the
show you
time
how bad
he,
the story is, that's just a blip. That's not even really a
well,
big deal.
and by that point she was over 18 whenever they started. Well, I mean, who knows how early they started something, but by the time it was that. But yeah, I mean, she, yeah, it was really gross, and it's so sad too, because like he's like, she's obsessed with him and getting freaking breast implants for him and getting a tattoo with his name on it and on her butt or something like that. It's just like
It was.
so many red flags. Like, and it is so sad to see her, such a like beautiful spirit. And then just like you said, like she's like the lights go out. She, nothing looks healthy about her anymore. She can't
It
even
is. It's
sing the
very sad.
same.
I know she can't sing. She's lost her passion. She's lost her drive, her light. It's just, and this, yeah. So to rob somebody of that as another human being. I don't know, man. I know that there's no, I mean, everything is appalling. Everything deserves justice, but I think there's a almost like an express lane to hell sometimes for some people. You know, I mean, and I like to walk in grace, but I think it's sometimes I'm like, no, this was an extra level. This was an extra level of just meanness and
He's evil.
deserving.
He's
Yeah,
evil. And
evilness.
then the fact that he keeps finding women to marry. Like, I'm like,
Right.
how is it that you, and I guarantee you, obviously, he's with that Susie Skinner lady. He's cheating on her. And if she were
Absolutely.
to divorce him, he would find another person to marry him, because somebody sees this guy as a prophet. He's a false prophet, and but they see him as like they take his word. Again, cult leader. He's like a cult leader. They take his word to heart and they're just like, oh, everything you say, I have no mind of my own. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, the only difference between him and a David Koresh cult leader is they're just not all living on one compound. That's the only difference.
Right.
The
No.
mentality, the words, the manipulation, the everything about it is that.
I
And
know.
so yeah, and it's funny because I know really good guys out there who can't find a wife. And how's this guy found three being the way, yeah, it's like how is that possible? I mean,
It's
and I don't
his.
want and I don't really blame the women, but at the same time I'm like, come on. I mean, see what's in front of you right now. Find your value, find your worth,
It's
and
his.
wake up to what's happening.
Yeah, it's his icky confidence. His icky confidence. Like, he sits, he stands there, and how passionate he is. Like, it's like he sounds like a pastor. Like, he has the voice for it. But if you actually hear what he's saying, you're like, oh my gosh. And it's funny bringing up Neely with what the season one topic is. That's why I like the season of first season of Neely, is there's a cult in there. And I always find that so interesting. And
Same.
you can like tie those two a little bit together. Which, by the way, yes, the trial. So I do think that's why Netflix is just killing it with these documentaries. They know when to bring out the timely ones too, because yeah, so he has a pre-trial hearing now set for October 6th, or sorry, yes, October 6th. Following after a series of delays. It's been postponed 6 times, but I think this documentary essentially pushed it. But he's being charged on one count of cyber stalking, one count of making false statements to federal investigators. So,
Yeah, they need to get him on whatever they can because there's too many loopholes of what he has gotten away with. And I think the only light out of this is they have started I don't know what you would call it, not a movement, but like when you had like Amber Alert, when the young girl Amber got taken, they
Oh,
started the
yes.
Amber Alert. So they start this thing for her to help women who maybe it's called murder by suicide, where somebody drives you to take your own life. they need to be held accountable. If they're mentally
Yes.
and physically abusing you to the point that you feel like you can't live, they should be held responsible for that.
Yeah, they
So,
want to call it Micah's Law, right?
Micah's, yeah, that's what it is.
But that is, they want to call it Micah's Law, but it would be murder by suicide, which is absolutely, I wish they could pass it and he could be charged for it because what he did, absolutely, he wouldn't leave her alone. That's so terrible. It's like, why don't you just leave her
Yeah,
alone?
just leave her alone. That's the thing too. Is like, why can't people just leave them? But I've known people on both sides of that. And it's despicable to see. And it's just horrible.
I guess what I don't understand is with him cheating on her so much, and clearly he was having like a full-on, like really deep affair with Susie. So I'm like, why do you need to stay? I think he was just scared if she left him, it would look bad to have another divorce to the congregation. But it's like the congregation doesn't seem to care.
Yeah, to me, I think it's power. They
Power,
live
yeah.
on power and manipulation and being in control. And that's what he
Yeah.
wanted. He wanted to show that he was in control and in power, which goes back to what you said. If she left him, that would show a weakness on his side somehow,
Yeah.
you know, because he can't keep his woman in line or whatever. But oh my gosh. Yeah, this you talk about a show that'll fire you up. So again, it's on Netflix. If you want to if you want to lose your mind for a little bit,
And I just
go
have to
watch
say,
that.
when he was telling his congregation to pray for her to hit rock bottom,
Yeah.
the fact he's like, you know, but sometimes you just need, they need to hit rock bottom to see the light. Just pray, go ahead and pray for her to hit rock bottom. I was like, what?
And there's people out there doing it. I'd have been like,
Well, there's.
look, dude.
If I was there, I'd be like, I'm just gonna like walk that Homer
know.
Simpson thing, you know? Like, you're just
Yeah.
like, what are you talking about? Get
You
away from
stand and
me.
go, you cray. And
Yeah.
I'd be out.
You
So
are
I'd be gone.
crazy.
It's just crazy. But yeah, I mean, it takes all, I mean, there's just, and it's just sad because these people are out there, man. They are just out there, and it's insane. It's insanity. So yeah. But again, we as a culture seem to be fascinated enough with those stories that, and we will watch them. So, and I, you know, I used to think that that was not a bad thing, but I was like, what does that say about us? But I don't feel that way anymore. I feel like to watch those and to want a sense of justice and be, you know, drawn to those kind of stories. I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing because it's like a cautionary tale. I think it helps it as a lesson. Like I like those stories because it makes me like, this is the kind of person that you stay away from. Like this is why you should be aware of a sheep and or what a wolf in sheep's clothes or whatever. Like, I mean, and then and also looking for the poor, like, you know, people like Micah who do seem like there was something wrong. I don't know. And but also that and then seeking justice. Like I don't know. I think it's.
But it, yeah. And as a family, I can't imagine have being sitting back and watching that as a brother or a sister or a, you know, a relative. I don't know how I would just, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. There would take a lot of grace for me not to be take justice into my own hands. You know, I might have to go a
I
little
know,
richer.
right?
Might have to. I don't know. Insanity. So yeah, so that's out there again. Trying to think of what else. Oh, I was going to go circle back because you texted me that you were watching Toxic Avenger. I'm trying to
Yeah.
remember what that was. That a was that like a Swamp Thing movie or was that more of a Marvel? What is the
It's
Toxic
not a
Avenger?
Marvel. Honestly, I had heard about it and I didn't realize it came out in 2023
I
and
remember it coming out.
it's got Peter Dinklage in it and it's almost like a self-aware, like very ridiculous superhero anti-hero movie. Like, you know, he's lame, and then you've got these bad guys on. I mean, Kevin Bacon's in it, Elijah Wood,
Dang, that's
but
good cast.
it's a great cast. It's a really good cast. It didn't get good reviews, I don't think. But I mean, I'm having fun with it. I don't mind watching it. It's just silly. Also, has Jacob Tremblay in it too. He's like, that's why I was like, the way he looked, I was like, he's starting to look Unabomber age, you know, because he's about to do that movie. And I was just like, how long ago was this? And I was like, oh, 2023. Okay, well, that's not so long ago. So, I mean, it's on Prime. You can stream it on Prime if you want to watch it. We're not, like I said, we're not done with it. Hopefully we'll finish today, but it's a fun anti-superhero watch.
All
And
right.
it's very rated R.
For what?
Violence, blood, and language.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know if he was out there getting freaky with a bunch of other toxic people.
No, it's not like sex. So far, I haven't. So far, I mean, I
I'm
haven't
just
seen
kidding.
anything.
I figure not. All
Yeah.
right. Well, another thing we watched, which we always talk about, we usually watch it as soon as it lands, we being my family and you as well, is Love is Blind UK. This is their third season.
Yes, it is. It's so funny how I only watch. Do you also only watch the US and UK? Or you
We
guys watch
watched
more?
the there's another one that we watched.
Okay.
Was there one in India?
I think so.
Or
There's one in like every country, but yeah.
yeah, we did. I think we watched that one only because we are so in, we loved that culture and wanted to see how they approached it, you know, from a cultural standpoint.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did watch another one, but UK and US are the main ones we watch every time, obviously. And I didn't know this, but Kimberly mentioned that UK, when this season dropped, she's like, UK is my favorite. She's like, I love the UK series. And I think too, because the culture's so different, and from what we've seen in this one, we'll probably do a little spoiler alert here. So if you haven't watched the whole thing up
It's
through the
all out,
reunion,
including the reunion.
yeah. So you might want to hem and haw or hit fast forward a few times. But I think too, I like it because the UK people seem committed. They seem like they're not in it for a game show. They're not in it for social follows. They are truly looking to change their life with a mate. And I feel like we saw it in this season more than ever.
As I told you, this is my favorite season of UK. I'd have to really think about the US. This is really up there though for me because as we talked about, like the US has been kind of a bummer because a lot of them have divorced. Some of the ones that we saw aren't even together anymore. Like Dallas, I loved Dallas used to be my favorite season of the US and none of those couples are together anymore, which is crazy to me. So
Yeah.
now it's, and then like Seattle was great, but then you got, Chelsea and Kwame broke up too. So
Yeah.
it's like, I don't know. Anyways, but the this UK this one particularly, I think they found a good group of people who seemed wholeheartedly like in it for the right reasons. I didn't, there was a couple of people I think was maybe there just like I think like Ryan, there's part of me just still feels like Ryan wasn't there for real. The one with
I
Keitha.
think he was, but I think he also panicked. I think he just, because I mean, Ryan and Cuba, they're little, and it's funny because even they said this at the reunion, if ever two people were perfect for each other on paper, it was those two. I mean, to find people that were into the same weird kind of crazy,
That aren't gonna put their kids in school, which I still
yeah,
keep
kind of
wondering.
earthy granola aspect. I mean, they should have been perfect together, but maybe it was those things that actually caused them not to be able to be together. I don't know, but yeah. Other than that, I do think he had good intentions. Both of them did. I think they just, you know, and even the other couple that didn't make it, I feel like he was heartbroken over it. And so, I mean, the fact that they're still friends, and I think that's something too really special about the UK, that this one couple that didn't make it but are still really, really close together, I think says something. I don't know if we've had that happen before.
I agree. I agree. I do think that it's just for some reason with the UK, I didn't feel this way necessarily last season. I think last season of UK had more of the jerks, but it seems like the guys, they did really great with the casting because those guys really seemed like they were there to get married. And I think that's what's always so annoying is that we watch Love Is Blind and it feels like the women are there to get married. They found for the most part women who want a real committed relationship, but you got like one guy who's taking it seriously. Everybody else is like, they're all lovey-dovey in the pods. And as soon as they get out, they just don't care anymore. And I'm like, why did you do this? Why are you do I hate it. It bothers me so much.
Yeah, me too. Of all the characters there, it's funny. You and my wife Kimberly had the same reaction 20 seconds into the show. You were like, "Ugh, Jack." That guy gets on my nerves.
I still can't stand Jack. I
Yeah.
think Jack is the most annoying. I mean, he's not the worst by far, but he is so annoying. Just like the moment he landed on screen, he's not my look. He's not my type. Let me just say he's not my type physically. But he's also like personality wise. Like I could even get past that. It's his person. Like I would hear him talk, and he's so immature. He's like a kid. I
He
can't do
is,
it.
yeah, he is a kid. And it's funny when at the reunion when they showed a clip, because I didn't notice it when we were watching it. Maybe we didn't see all of that, but they showed back to back how he interacted with every single girl there, going, "Oh, it's you. I love you. I love you. I'll see you later." Oh, he's so off the wall and crazy. I think he, I know that him and his girl are still together. I feel like no
Shocking.
matter
Still surprised me.
who he could have convinced to come out of there with him would have been the same aspect. He wants sort of like somebody to just feed off of, like a little parasite.
That's what bothers me. That's what bothers me about him is that he just wants, he like, I don't feel like he was listening to the way. I mean, that's one thing I really, obviously I like Kira now. At this point, I like Kira. And I was always on her side with Jack. He does not listen. He interrupts. He's not hearing the women. The only thing he liked about Faye was that she liked him. And she was like, God. And even like the way that he like, I mean, Kira's right, by the way. He was all into her too. And the minute that he noticed she was about to end things, he pulled the most childlike, like, well, actually, Faye and I want Faye. Yeah, now you bring it up. I'm gonna take full Fran, actually. I was gonna say Fran. And then he says Faye. And then he so immaturely is like, I mean, we were just laughing so hard. We just were laughing so like repeatedly saying that. And it's like, are you even, you're not hearing her. You're not even like, it's just not the way he treated Kira afterwards too was just, I think she was on point about him. He does come off not genuine.
Yeah, he's not genuine, and he's so all over the place. And I know that they said it was his ADHD, and he's dealing with that, and that makes it almost like a disability. And
No, I
I
know
know
people
people
with
who've
ADHD.
same.
It's not an excuse. That
It's
is
not an
not an
excuse.
excuse.
You can function in society better than that for sure. But yeah, just the fact that even now, I mean, in the pause, I mean, the red flags, like he can't hold a job. It's like he doesn't know what he wants to be. And then his parents are like trying to get him to focus on it. Like her parents are like, "What do you want to do? What are you going to do for my daughter?" And he can't answer. He just disappears. He comes back, and now we find out he's living at her parents' house, still without a job, soaking it up, going on trips and vacations. I mean, who wouldn't want that life,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he loves Faye. I do believe he loves Faye. He loves her because, oh my gosh, this girl is like cool with him. He's
He
like,
loves what she provides for
she
him.
lo
That's what
yeah.
she loves. That's what he loves.
He loves that she likes him and that she's cool with the way he his humor. It's like you accept me. Like you make me feel this works. And I still am not okay, like with the fact that he turned off the Find My Friends like that night.
I didn't know. How did I do
That
that?
doesn't, that's so weird. And I don't know. I love Faye. I think Faye's a wonderful woman. I hope she knows her value. I hope she knows that she's gorgeous. She's amazing. She seems like such a sweet person, good head on her shoulders. I mean, we don't see them 24/7, so maybe Jack is this amazing guy and we haven't seen it, but I feel like she's worth more. Like,
Oh, absolutely.
I hope she doesn't think that this is like, and I'm sure I'm not saying that they're listening to this, but I'm not saying this in a rude way. She's a smart woman, but like, this is, I hope this isn't some sort of like stemming from an insecurity of like, because she kept saying like no one's ever treated me like this, no one's ever said this and all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm
Treated you like
shocked,
what? Crap.
like I'm shocked, like I feel like you've been treated like crap for so long that you, yeah, like it's amazing to me. She deserves the world, and she can do better.
And I think they'll last as long as they feed into him. The first time that the parents or her says, "You have to get a job starting now, and you have to provide, and you have to get out of this house, and you have to," he's going to be gone. He's going to be going to the next woman that he can hang out with that'll take him in and put up with him. That's what's good. Yeah, that's what's
And
going to
he's
happen.
already shown that. He's already shown that the minute you don't go his way, how he is with Kira, he's not, even that apology at the reunion, he was still immature and rude to her. So,
Absolutely.
which props to AJ. I love the way that he respectfully handled, Jack apologized to AJ and he was still like, okay, thank you, but also we need to talk about how you spoke to my wife and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
absolutely. So I think everybody else is grounded. I love that the four, including Jack, that the four said I do, and they're still together so far. Jack's the only one that I'm worried about. The other couples I feel good about. I think they've
Knock it
all
on
grown
wood.
and
Yeah.
matured, and I think they've Kira especially, I think, had a wake-up call and a revelation. And I
Yeah.
think her arc of seeing her, I think, was the most special, I think.
I completely agree. They end up being my favorite couple because of her growth and her accountability. The way she took
Accountability.
accountability, also the way she listens to AJ. A lot of people could have thought that Kira just wanted somebody. No, she listens, she cares, and I don't know, they seem like a great match and I really, really like them together. Obviously, I love Fran and Joseph together. Or no, yeah, Francesca, yeah, Fran and Sophie and Taylor, I think was his name. They were like Lauren and Cameron day one.
They
So.
were day one. I just love all of them. So again, I think this season, the third season of the UK one, is a very special, and people should check out that, especially if you love the Love is Blind franchise. I think this is one that will reinvigorate you to the franchise because I think it's so well done.
That's exactly what it did for me. I was very happy to, because after last season's UK, I really went down, and this one was like, okay, you kept me going. I really liked
Absolutely. Well, all this is on Netflix. Again, Netflix killing it out there with stuff for us to
it.
watch. Remember,
Yeah.
everything that Susan does, you can check out thischicksflix.com. Check out her interviews. Tons of stuff she's doing out there to keep you informed. Everything we do, it's mongolshow.com, and we'll be back with more next week.